This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It's your brother Yahya Ibrahim with Ramadan therapy. Alhamdulillah, this is our project in Ramadan 2019. This is dua number 4. Alhamdulillah, we are proceeding well with the month of Ramadan. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala an yataqabbal minna siyamana wa qiyamana wa ruku'ana wa sujudana, to accept from us our fast, O Allah, our standing in prayer at night, our ruku' and our sujood, Allahumma ameen. The dua that we're going to focus on today has a special title, and the title is given by the greatest of al-anbiya, Muhammad ibn Abdullah alayhi afdal as-salawati wa taslim. This is a hadith that is found in Sahih al-Bukhari in the chapter of da'awat, of the invocations of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It comes from the riwayah of one of the great sahaba, Shaddad ibn Awsin radiallahu anhu wa ardah. He says, عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال سيد الاستغفار أن تقول, that the chief, the head, the greatest way, the most superior way of asking for istighfar, for forgiveness. Now let's clarify the word istighfar. To ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness, it doesn't mean that you're necessarily asking Allah to free you of your sin entirely, or that it's removed from your record. Rather, istighfar is for the things that you're unaware of. It's not the same, it's not same as tawbah, although it's used similarly. Tawbah, it means you know what you did wrong, you know what the sin is, so you're asking Allah for that particular sin to be forgiven. Istighfar is for the sins that you have missed, have not paid attention to, you're not aware of their gravity, and they sneak up on you, as the Prophet ﷺ says in the hadith of Imam Muslim, أخفى من دبيب النملة السوداء في الليلة الظلماء. They're more silent and stealthy than the footsteps of a dark ant in the darkness of a moonless night. Very silent and deadly. But they have a great effect, especially because they come in small amounts, but they conglomerate to make a large, massive error between us and Allah. May Allah protect us. So istighfar is to cover up the sins that you've made, that you ask Allah to cover them up, meaning to cover them up with the good deeds. You're asking Allah to give you a long enough life, to give you good enough tawfiq and providence, that you do good enough good deeds that will overwhelm these sinful deeds that you have made unknowingly, unintentionally, in incursion between you and Allah and involving others. May Allah protect us from this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ الْحَسَنَاتِ يُذْهِبْنَ سَيَّاتِ. Righteous deeds, they extinguish, wipe away, cover over sinful deeds. May Allah make us of those who wipe away our deeds. What is the dua? You say, it begins by an admission. You say, Allahumma anta rabbi. O Allah, you are my Lord, only one that I will worship. La ilaha illa anta. I have no one other than you, O Allah. Khalaqtani. You're the one who created me. Wa ana abduk. And I acknowledge that as my creator, as my Lord, as my sustainer, the only one that I have is for me to worship you. Wa ana abduk. I am your slave. Wa ana ala ahdika wa wa'adika mastata'at. And I commit myself day and night that I will give you this commitment, this covenant, as much as I'm able to fulfill it. And notice this dua of the Prophet ﷺ, that our commitment to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is conditional to our ability. There will be times, subhanallah, لا تؤخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا, which was the first dua, the second dua that we studied, the last two verses of Surah Al-Baqarah. ما استطعت, as long as I'm able, O Allah, I promise, I give this covenant to you. أعوذ بك من شر ما صنعت. I seek protection in you, O Allah. I recognize you are the Lord who is the only one who can protect. And I recognize that these evil deeds are created from within me and from within others. That you, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, have given me the capacity to make these mistakes. And I will refer the evilness of myself to me, not to you, O Allah. A'udhu bika, I seek protection with you and in you and through you. Min sharri ma sanat, from that which I brought forth, from that which my hands have earned, from that which my tongue and eyes and ears and limbs have brought myself to ruin. Abu'u laka bi ni'matika alay. I turn to you, O Allah, in acknowledgement of the blessings you've given me, the ni'mah you've given me. Ni'mah is something that is given to you that you haven't earned or worked towards. It is a grace from Allah that wasn't something you earned. You can't stand and say, I deserve it. بِنِعْمَتِكَ عَلَيْهِ, that you have blessed me with, even though I'm unworthy of it. وَأَبُوءُ لَكَ بِذَنْبِ, and I acknowledge before you, I put before you, O Allah, my sinfulness, my ذنب. The word ذنب is different to خطيئة. ذنب is something I made knowingly as a mistake. خطيئة, something I made as a mistake, not knowing its gravity or its error. أبوء لك بذنبي وذنوبي. I ask you, O Allah, for the sin and my sins, those that I'm aware of, ما علمت وما لم أعلم, what I know and what I don't know. أبوء لك بذنبي. I ask you, O Allah, that I put forward to you this sin. فاغفر لي. O Allah, forgive it for me. O Allah, give me the time, the energy, the ability to cover it over with good deeds. Give me the life that I can make up this error that I've made, this sinfulness that I've had. فَإِنَّهُ لَا يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ إِلَّا أَنْ. For no one is able to forgive the sins except you, O Allah. No one is able to allow me this opportunity to gain days and moments in my life to be able to expel it from my record, to work righteous deeds and to have the ability to please you, O Allah, that I can cover over these sins. لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنْ. There is only you, O Allah. لا فإنه لا يغفر الذنوب إلا أنت. No one is capable of forgiving it except you, O Allah. The Prophet ﷺ says, وَمَنْ قَالَهَا مِنْ نَهَارٍ, the one who says this in his day, فَمَاتَ مِنْ يَوْمِهِ, and is to pass away before the night, قَبْلَ أَنْ يُمْسِي, before they go to sleep, فَهُوَ مِنْ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ, they are given the reward of Jannah. They will be from its people, subhanAllah. Making that dua when you wake up, making that dua as a part of the consistent days that you have left in the month of Ramadan. I will repeat it for you, inshallah. Sayyid al-Istighfar. And in the comment section, I will link for you its place where you can find it and its translation and its transliteration, inshallah. Where you say, La ilaha illa ant. You acknowledge Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahumma anta rabbi. You are my only one that I worship. La ilaha illa ant. Khalaqtani. وأنا عبدك وأنا على عهدك ووعدك ما استطعت أعوذ بك من شر ما صنعت أبوء لك بنعمتك علي وأبوء لك بذنبي فاغفر لي فإنه لا يغفر الذنوب إلا أنت. The one who says this in the morning and passes away before the evening is min ahl al-jannah. The one who says it in his night and passes away before he wakes up, then they are from the people of Jannah. فَهُوَ مِنْ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ, by the testimony and the promise of the Prophet ﷺ. Why is this dua really important? First, I want you to see its construction. First, you acknowledge the greatness of Allah. You acknowledge your weakness before Him. You acknowledge that no one is capable of forgiving but Him. You acknowledge that all supremacy, all might is within His hand. You acknowledge that He is La ilaha illa Ant, the only one that I turn to in need and in sorrow, in pain and in happiness, in joy, in all of my conditions. La ilaha illa Ant. You're the source of everything that is good. And I'm the one who has brought corruption into my life. And if I return to a place of righteousness with you, O Allah, I'm confident that corruption that I brought will remain, will no longer remain. خلقتني وأنا عبدك. I understand you are my creator, you are my maker, you are my fashioner, you are the one who brought me into this world, you are the one who destined this life and this existence, you're the one who has given me these trials and these tests and these tribulations. You are the only one, therefore, that I will worship. وأنا عبدك. You understand that to be a abd of Allah, a slave of Allah, is nobility. To be a slave of anything else is humiliation. But when you give your enslavement to Allah, willingly to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the power that would be stripped of you by others as being their slave is given to you in many fold through the strength provided to you by Allah. And therefore, a slave is the one whose powers are usurped when they're given their slavement to other than God. But when you are a slave of Allah, Allah's powers extend towards you that He becomes the sight you see with, the hearing you hear with, the strength that you possess in your hand. And therefore Allah says this to us in the authentic hadith, which is narrated in Bukhari and Muslim, where that the Prophet ﷺ reports that Allah Jalla wa'ala says that I will become the eyes that my servant sees with, the ears that, meaning that what will please Allah for you to see, you will see. What is displeasing, you will turn away from because of your consciousness in Him. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make Sayyid al-Istighfar, this greatest way of seeking forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a part of our morning and evening routines in the month of Ramadan and to extend past the month of Ramadan. Allahumma anta rabbi la ilaha illa anta khalaqtani. وأنا عبدك وأنا على عهدك ووعدك ما استطعت أبوء لك بنعمتك علي وأبوء لك بذنبي فاغفر لي فإنه لا يغفر الذنوب إلا أنت. اللهم تقبل منا رمضان صيامنا وقيامنا وركوعنا، وصلي اللهم وسلم وزد وبارك على سيدنا محمد. This was part 4, dua number 4 of our Ramadan therapy for Ramadan 2019 with your brother Yahya Ibrahim. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.